Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is an interesting email I want to read to you guys. Initials are BY. Doctor, I got sick over Thanksgiving weekend, really sick, coughing up green mucus and blood. I called my doctor's office and the answering service told me that they would have him call me. He never did. I called again 3 times only for his nurse to call me saying he will not call in a medicine and I need to go to the hospital. I don't have the money to go to the hospital. My deductible would be at least $250. I'm going to write him to the medical board, and he talks about, you know, what's the best way to get through to the medical board, how to form the letter. Do they look at these seriously? All right. Can I just say something here? Okay. It's a shame that you were sick. It's a shame that you were sick. And it's a real shame that your hospital copay or deductible is that high. $250 is a lot of money to visit a hospital. So, it's ridiculous. And you didn't have to have that sort of a situation prior in years past. That being said, you're calling your doctor on a Thanksgiving weekend on a Thanksgiving holiday. You're coughing up blood. What medicine are you expecting your doctor to call in? A Z-Pak? Some Robitussin? No. You're coughing up blood. How the hell is he supposed to know? And I'm not just trying to take his side of things, but I mean, I'm a doctor too, and I don't understand how we are supposed to diagnose you over the phone when we are in the middle of a holiday weekend trying to spend time with our kids and grandmas ourselves. You know, I understand your frustration, but I hope it doesn't go anywhere with the medical board. And I'm sorry to say that, but for crying out loud, your doctor can't take a flippin' vacation. And you know what? If your doctor did call in a medication randomly with you coughing up blood, I would say that would be more grounds to contact the medical board than him not and saying you need to go to an emergency room. I mean, think about it. You're coughing up blood. Is it pneumonia? Is it tuberculosis? Is it heart failure? All right, now, mind you, a lot of us will get bronchitis. When we get bronchitis, sometimes the inflammation will weaken some of the vessels in the bronchial areas and bronchial tree, and you will cough up a little bit of blood. Maybe you'll have some blood-tinged sputum, etc. But if I got a call in the middle of the night on a holiday weekend that I had a patient coughing up blood, and I wanted to do what was best for my patient, calling in a Z-Pak would not be anywhere in the top 15 things on that list. It would be, you need to be evaluated, and now. Maybe you have a little bit of an esophageal rupture. Maybe you ruptured a blood vessel in your esophagus. Some of the bleeding got into your lungs, and now you're coughing it up. So, I'm sorry. Now, you know, when you do try to get the medical board's attention, every medical board is different. But if you were going to write a letter about a doctor to the medical board, okay, all right, I would avoid a lot of subjectivity, but I would put the objective facts, okay? All right? I would, for example, let's say you ask for a mammogram and the doctor says, I don't believe in mammograms, so I'm not going to give you one. Okay? Rather than writing the letter going, I guess I have a doctor who's a quack and he doesn't believe in this and he thought that the devil was going to get, I wouldn't even start that letter off with that. I would be like, you know, look, on this date, I requested this test being done. The doctor refused or declined to do the test. His reasonings were X, Y, and Z. I'm concerned because this is a test that's an appropriate screening exam. Please advise me on how I should proceed because I would like this test. And unfortunately, I have an HMO that, requires that he is the doctor I go to, et cetera, or something like that. I mean, if you were, not that I'm here to train everybody how to write a letter to the medical board on their doctor of their choosing. But, if you guys are going to utilize somebody as strong, and we're talking big guns, the medical board, okay? Don't dilly-dally with don't waste their time with superfluous stuff, okay? Now, you do have a valid question on what you should do for after-hour care. You do have a valid concern. You had something going on. All right. The doctor wanted you to go to the hospital. He was not going to call in the medication. Yet, if you had to go to the hospital, that was going to cost a lot of money. You do have a question that you could ask the doctor. I mean, I would probably suggest talking to the doctor first and find out why. I can't speak for him. Okay. Nobody can. Okay. Why would you, in the middle of a holiday weekend, tell me to go to the hospital when it was jam-packed? Okay. What was your reasoning? Well, coughing up blood could be X, Y, and Z. Now it's Monday morning. Let's take a look at you. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever. So then, doctor, if it's going to be a holiday weekend, what do you suggest I do if I get sick again? All right. This is my practice. And, you know, how we do things is we have this person on call or this person on call. But none of us on call will treat you over the phone if it sounds worrisome. And we don't like to write random antibiotics, especially since in the media we're always being picked on and told that we write too many antibiotics. People get antibiotics when they shouldn't. Okay? And we don't want to miss Ebola if you tell us you're throwing up and having a fever. So you probably are not going to be getting a prescription in the middle of the night on a holiday weekend. So, talk to your doctor and find out. I let my patients know straight up what our practice is about. Okay? I let them know straight up. So there's no questions in the middle of a holiday weekend, even though I always am open on holiday weekends like Thanksgiving anyway. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We also have an iPhone app and an Android app. You can listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. We play 24/7. And, I'm on 24/7. Sounds like it. Usually, even in my sleep, I am talking. So I wonder if that's what we should do. You know, I mean, the show is, 2-3 hours a day? Depending on if I do 3 hours or 2 hours a day. But I'm really talking 24 hours a day. So maybe, but I don't think you want to hear that stuff. All right, but what we should listen to is, unfortunately, the cries from patients who can't get into their doctors. Apparently, half of doctors who are listed as serving Medicaid patients are unavailable according to an investigation. They say large number of doctors who are listed as serving Medicaid patients, according to the New York Times, are not available to treat them. They could not offer appointments to enrollees. They were not accepting new Medicaid patients or could not be found at their last known addresses, according to the report from the Inspector General of the Department of Health and Human Services. The study raises questions about access to care for people gaining the Medicaid coverage to begin with under the Affordable Health Care Act. Now, when you hear that the Affordable Health Care Act allowed millions of Americans to get on health insurance, the only aspect of the Affordable Health Care Act that a lot of us doctors, you know, agreed with and thought made sense was the expanding of Medicaid. Let's immediately get people coverage, those that can't afford health insurance or don't have a job. I had suggested that Medicaid still include maybe $5 a visit or $10 a visit or something, not be completely free for those that weren't disabled or veterans, etc. But that was neither here nor there. Nobody listened. But, all right, millions of Americans now covered on Medicaid. Well, that's wonderful. But do we have enough doctors? And that was something we predicted back then. So they say enrollment has increased by 9 million people, or 16%, according to the department. Even though today we found out there was a lot of dental patients added to that number, so I'm not even sure what the number is. Most of the new beneficiaries, they say, are enrolled in private health plans. They use a network of doctors, but many people were covered by the Medicaid umbrella. Now, patients select doctors from a list of providers affiliated with each Medicaid health plan. The investigators led by Inspector General Daniel R. Levinson called doctors' offices and found that in many cases the doctors were unavailable or unable to make appointments. More than one-third of providers also, again, couldn't be found at the location that was actually listed by the Medicaid managed care plan. Callers were sometimes told that the practice had never heard of the provider, or that the provider had practiced at the location in the past but had retired or left the practice. Some providers had left months or even years before the time of the call. Now, that's confusing to me, and because for my state medical board, I have to turn in my address immediately. Any address change has to be given to them immediately. So, and there's a database that's obviously accessible nationally or globally for people to find out where I practice, etc. You go through the Nevada State Medical Board. They know exactly my phone number. They can reach me at any time. They have my cell phone. They could call my mother. And I like it that way. I want the medical board to reach me because if there is an issue with the patient, I could be on top of it. That's just that we work with the medical board. So I'm kind of confused how there could be antiquated data. All right, unless, of course, this is the government. Okay, you know. So now you have Medicaid. And you call, the doctor's office, and they're like, well, no, we can't, you know, see you, or no, that provider isn't there. So then how many Medicaid providers are available for you? Now, investigators called 1,800 providers listed by more than 200 health plans under contract with Medicaid in 32 different states. In all states, insurers confirmed that the doctors were supposed to be actively taking Medicaid patients. Among the providers who offered appointments, the median wait time, however, was 2 weeks. So you have a high fever. Can you wait 2 weeks? Over a quarter of providers had wait times of more than 1 month. 10% had wait times longer than 2 months. This is ridiculous. For example, the report said a number of obstetricians had wait times of more than 1 month, and one had wait times of more than 2 months for an enrollee who was 8 weeks pregnant. Well, if you need prenatal care in your first trimester, how the hell are you supposed to wait over 4 weeks if you're already 8 weeks pregnant? Primary care doctors like family doctors, internists, gynecologists were less likely to offer appointments than specialists. But specialists had longer wait times, an average of 20 days. Actually, 20 days for a specialist starts to be average from what I see. It's a shame, but it is. All right. luckily, the orthopedist and the cardiologist seem to be providers you can get in with pretty quickly, because they're used to people breaking a bone, having chest pain, etc. But I noticed, like, pulmonary. My patients will call pulmonary doctors, and they'll be two-month waits. You know, it's scary. There's just not enough. All right. So, as expected, we don't have enough Medicaid doctors. And if we do, they're not seeing patients. So where does that leave you? Okay? I mean, your Medicaid is free health care. We're paying for it, but you're getting it for free. What you may have to do, unfortunately, okay, I mean, if your health is on the line, is to pay out of pocket and see doctors non-Medicaid that are available same day. We're starting to see a huge increase in doctor's offices that do just that. People are Medicaid, they can't get in with their doctor, so they're paying cash. Now, how is that improving the health insurance status of millions of Americans if you have to turn around and pay cash anyway? Now, we don't take Medicaid. We used to. And a big problem we had when we took Medicaid is the government didn't pay. And for me, I was used to working for free because, I mean, I was a resident before I opened up my practice. So, I mean, for me, it wasn't as much of a bother, but I had other providers in the office. And they told me they can't do this. Okay? They can't. We had billers who were Medicare, Medicaid billing trained, all right, and we kept getting, now this person was Medicaid pending, this person never got approved, etc. And so my other providers in my office couldn't work for free anymore, and I didn't blame them. So they said, we can't take Medicaid. So it's very difficult to have an office where only one provider is taking the Medicaid patients and the other ones aren't. And so we had to, unfortunately, make the decision not to take Medicaid. Now, we did, though, however, immediately offer a very, very discounted cash price. So if somebody didn't have insurance, they could be seen. And then I started to go on air to get free medical advice, and I tried to make up for it with as much as I could do, doing free medical stuff in the city whenever I could. But I don't take Medicaid, and I feel bad about that, but it was just something that we couldn't financially do. So we are a provider that doesn't. And, you know, from what I'm hearing from my patients, those that had Medicaid had to end up, not my patients, but of other doctors, ended up just going and getting insurance anyway because it just didn't work. The free health insurance system just didn't work. They ended up having to pay out of pocket anyway, or they had to sit in an emergency room. So, you know, let's now be proactive and productive rather than being critical. We know the system stinks, okay? But what I would suggest is rather than Republicans or Democrats and everybody involved ripping on how much the healthcare stinks, okay? While we're trying to be proactive, can we all agree on what is wrong with the healthcare system? Okay? You know, I don't like to just sit and bag on things. Sometimes I'm in a bad mood, and I do. But we need to be honest. Okay, putting a bunch of people on Medicaid didn't seem to work like the way it should. If both sides can see that, then maybe both sides could work together to figure something else out. Maybe rather than giving millions and millions of dollars of, you know, quote-unquote Medicaid coverage, why don't we open up quote-unquote Medicaid clinics? Why don't we put that money into free clinics? Whether you have Medicaid or not, we have a free clinic you could go to. All right? I mean, then we actually see people get the care right away. I don't know. I just think there's so much else we could be doing. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, this is interesting. They say there could be a blood test, a very simple blood test that could detect breast cancer and possibly figure it out before a mammogram could. Apparently, it is a metal-detecting blood test for heavy zinc, Z-I-N-C. in the blood, and it could give an early warning of breast cancer. It's being developed by Oxford University scientists. They think this is going to be inexpensive. It's going to be simple. It'll spot the disease long before a woman develops an actual lump, therefore saving millions of dollars on mammograms. Obviously, picking up the cancer at the earliest stages, when it's easiest to treat, would save thousands of lives and is the most ideal way to detect cancer. Researcher Fiona Larner said prevention is better than cure. There is a survival rate of about 80% for breast cancer, but the earlier you can detect it, the more chance you have of treating it. There are drugs out there that can cure breast cancer and give patients a better timeline. So the hope centers around this metal zinc. There's heavy forms and light forms. Now, breast tissue is known to take up zinc and release it back into the bloodstream. Dr. Larner has shown that the cancerous cells absorb more zinc. They also hold on to more of the light form of the metal. So if breast tumors have more of the light version in their tissue, this means the unwanted heavy version should be floating around in their blood. In other words, women who have higher than average levels of the heavy form of zinc in their blood will then possibly have breast cancer. This could then be a blood test that they think would be available within 5 years. If you have inherited genes that put you at risk for high breast cancer, you are likely probably to be the first one to benefit. They say 10 years from now, the blood test could be used to screen all women for early signs of breast cancer. Now, I would still say, you know, listen, okay, I mean, this may not be actively available for 10 years, so still get your mammograms. Don't mess around with that. But I love, love, love the idea that they're looking at other ways and easier ways to get things checked. You know, it really bothers a lot of women that they have to get an x-ray and they have to endure some sort of radiation, albeit it's a small amount. But still, we don't want to think that there's a risk when we're actually taking a test to look for something cancerous. So if there's a way that we can do a blood test, I'm not saying a blood test is 100% risk-free or 100% accurate, but it's a heck of a lot easier than a mammogram. Again, I think it's too good. I think it's too good to be true. Okay, it's nice. It's a possibility. I would probably foresee in America, unless we turn to socialized medicine, which could happen, I foresee us using this as an adjunct. But I don't think we ladies are ready, especially with 1 in 8 women, possibly more, getting breast cancer. We're going to probably see more as we're seeing the baby boomers age and that population dominating the medical market. I see us having increased breast cancer incidence, hence we're going to probably use it as an adjunct. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we're in the holidays, and we're stressed, and we turn to food, and then we feel guilty because we're turning to food. Well, an interesting article came out in Fox News, 7 foods to calm the holiday stress. So if you're going to turn to food, this food is supposed to be pretty calming, all right? So they say if you want to decrease your stress, try these foods. First and foremost, number one, oatmeal. Guys, how do you do it? How do you eat oatmeal? How? I don't like the texture. I don't. They say complex carbohydrates like a bowl of warm oatmeal can boost your serotonin, so it'll help you relax. Go for the thick cut, old-fashioned steel-cut oats that you have to cook instead of the instant oatmeal. Those coarse oats are higher in fiber, minimally processed, so it takes a longer time to digest. You could add some nuts for some protein, chia seeds, and a tablespoon of nut butter. Oh my gosh, let's move on. Blueberries. Okay, blueberries, those I could do. Blueberries, excellent source of vitamin C. It's an antioxidant that helps relieve stress. I could use bowlfuls right now. It strengthens the immune system. They say in one study of people with high blood pressure, when participants took vitamin C before a stressful task, their blood pressure levels and cortisol, stress hormone levels, returned to normal more quickly. Now, one cup of blueberries blueberries is only 85 calories and about 25% of your daily vitamin C. And they're easy to eat. You could wash them, etc. One of my friends taught me to freeze them. When you freeze blueberries or freeze grapes and then you eat them, they're like candy. That's pretty cool stuff. Okay, grains, but it's got to be whole grains like quinoa, brown rice, oatmeal, whole grain pasta, and bread. You know what? I could eat whole grain bread if I could lather it up with some salty butter, but that the butter doesn't help. But the fiber can help your serotonin. The whole grain is rich in magnesium. If you're deficient in magnesium, that could lead to anxiety, so you want to get your magnesium in there also. What about citrus fruits? Citrus fruits are awesome, especially oranges and grapefruits because they have a lot of antioxidants and vitamin C. They also have glutathione. Now, glutathione protects the body from free radicals, helps your immune health, etc. A study published in the European Journal of Nutrition showed that a daily 1,000 milligram oral supplementation of that glutathione boosted your immune system. You could get it in fresh fruits, raw vegetables, even some meat. However, the food has to be eaten in its raw form. If you need comfort foods to help relieve the stress during the holidays, there's nothing better than some fatty fish. The American Psychiatric Association has endorsed the fatty acids in fish as an effective part of depression treatment. Now, which fish are considered fatty fish? Well, wild fish like salmon, shrimp, pollock, light canned tuna, tilapia, catfish, and cod. Remember, get low in mercury and rich in omega-3 fatty acids. They help prevent surges in stress hormones, are supposed to protect heart disease, help ward off depression. For a constant supply, they say try to eat 8 to 12 ounces of a variety of fatty fish every week from choices, of course, that are lower in mercury. Everybody has to be careful of the mercury, so we want to make sure you guys watch for that. All right, pumpkin seeds. Well, this is pumpkin time, right? We had Halloween, we had Thanksgiving, so many of us still have pumpkins around. Those pumpkin seeds are rich in magnesium. If you have low magnesium, like we said, you could get anxiety. You could also get headaches. You could also get fatigue, according to Fox News. So, Fox Health. So, the mineral helps to regulate your hormone cortisol. And a 1 ounce serving of pumpkin seeds can give you 19% of the magnesium that you need. And you could eat the whole seeds. If you eat the whole seeds, that'll give you extra fiber so you could poop. Other nuts and seeds high in magnesium include almonds, sunflower seeds, pistachios, cashews, flaxseed, pine nuts, and pecans. I got to tell you, I like sunflower seeds because they're salty. I could suck on the salt of those sunflower seeds as the day is long. And then they say herbal teas. Next time you feel stressed, they suggest to skip the caffeine from coffee, etc., but go to herbal tea. They are caffeine-free, and they have a variety of calming components. Your chamomile, your mint, your barley tea, your passion flower, valerian roots, these are all herbal teas. Now, you got to be careful, especially taking in valerian roots, etc. Make sure it doesn't mix with some of your medications. Some of you guys cannot take those with some of the medications that you're on. But, you know, a spot of tea could possibly really help your stress. So those are 7 foods to calm your holiday stress. All right, my food choice is chocolate, more chocolate, and more chocolate. But notice that wasn't on the list. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. This is interesting. One of my radio bosses gave me this article, 15 Medieval Hygiene Practices That May Make You Queasy. I want to read these to you. Pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So in the first hour, we had talked about old historic ways of people to lose weight. We talked about in the Victorian age and things like that. And so I have an article here on 15 medieval hygiene practices. This is interesting. It was being reported by Answers.com. And my boss, John Schaefer at KDWN, sent this to me because he knows I love history. So this is interesting. Okay, so they talked about the chamber pots, right? Chamber pots were used to collect urine overnight. All right? And so, like, back in Europe, when they would empty it out, I guess many of them would scream guard loo, I guess if I'm pronouncing this right, garde loo, which is French for watch out for the water. The reason why is if you were walking down the sidewalk, you would be showered with the contents of the chamber pots from some of the apartment windows. Okay, I thought they had a better way of, you know, getting rid of their sanitation, but I guess people would throw out their excrement. You know, just like people seem to do these days a lot of times. They said you would use leaves or moss as toilet paper. Rich, poor people, nobody had toilet paper. Didn't toilet paper come out in the 20th century? And it, like the rolls of toilet paper. I remember I gave a huge historical dissertation on toilet paper. The rolls, I think, came out in the 1950s. Okay, the rolls came out in the 1950s, but they had sanitary napkins that they would use, not for women, but in general, earlier than that. But anyway, in the olden days, they used leaves or moss to wipe their tushies. The rich would use lamb's wool, they said. Kings had a royal bum wiper known as the groom of the stool. I don't know if I could verify this, but I obviously have nobody I could interview to confirm. But I guess the groom of the stool. That was, okay. The makeup that they used. Remember, they would all be very pale. They would use a foundation, both men and women, because the more pale, the better looking you were. Apparently, I think it was called ceruse, and it had lead in it. Unfortunately, the lead would seep into the body and many times would cause lead poisoning. They had something called nosegays. Nosegays was something to keep the smells at bay. You would hold it in your hand or it would be attached to your wrist or on your lapel, and you would smell it as you walked through a large crowd. It could be a sachet of dried flowers or herbs or a small bouquet of flowers. And so as people would be walking through a crowd, they would be smelling their lapel or smelling their wrist because it would stink, right? Because people obviously didn't have deodorant back then. They said people would bathe using the same water. Public baths were very popular during the 13th century. Because of the scarcity of firewood used to heat the bath, bathing became a very expensive practice. So whole families and friends had to share a bath, or many of them would remain dirty. They said laundry used to be cleaned in lye made of ashes and urine. Apparently, ancient Romans believed that urine would remove stains. Until the medieval times, people used lye made of ashes and urine in order to clean their clothes. I'm not really sure how that would work and if you would stink even more than when you started, but I guess. Okay? Toilets used to be a bowl with a slab of wood and a hole carved at the top. Builders set the toilet into a recess or kind of a cupboard-like area called a garter robe. In castles, a slab of wood would cover a hole in the floor that took waste products straight to the moat. Poor people didn't have toilets, so they simply just would relieve themselves wherever they could, and then they would bury the waste matter, just like your kitty cat does, right, where they kind of, you know, dig, you know, kick over a bunch of dirt. Now, change of clothes. We change our clothes half a dozen times during the day. I do. You know, I get into my scrubs, and I get out of my scrubs, and I have my workout clothes, and then I have my lounging outfit, and then I walk around in a robe after I take another shower, and, you know, whatever. But they say King James VI of Scotland wore the same clothes for months on end. He would sleep on them. They said he wore the same hat for 24 hours a day until it fell apart. He didn't take a bath because he thought it was bad for his health. He probably didn't want to be naked around everybody. They said the wigs many times had nits and lice. They said many of the more wealthy folks would end up shaving their natural hair and then wear the periwigs, but those could still also be infested, unfortunately. All right? They say people's eyebrows were not very fashionable. They didn't know what to do with them, so they would put skin from a mouse over their eyebrows. Did you know about this? I had no idea. Okay? Cesspits. They said, or sewage areas. Since the sewage system back then was not proper, people had to bury much of their waste in a cesspit in their cellar or garden. They did not empty their cesspits regularly. Unfortunately, the stench kept, you know, pervading the neighborhood. So your neighbors kind of stunk. You would also get infections. And one of the biggest sources of infection, they said, was the use of straws to cover up the natural dirt floor of a building. So people often changed the top of them. They did not do the same for the bottom layer. So what would end up happening is dust, mites, dirt would be at that bottom layer, and then they would get sick from that. They said in the 17th century, men were told how to cure thinning hair and pattern baldness. They would take potassium salts and chicken poop. Place the mixture on the affected area. If they wanted to remove unwanted hair, then they would make a paste of eggs, vinegar, cat poop, and then apply it to the area where they want to remove hair. I have no idea if that worked. My guess is it didn't. Then the rich a lot of times paid for private water companies for their drinking and other water needs. But the water that they consumed was not necessarily better because the main water supply came from elm trunks and domestic pipes. Then these pipes were lined with lead. The water also was stored in large lead tanks, often became stagnant. So a lot of times they were imbibing a lot of lead. They said houses in the past also didn't have the protective roofing like we're used to. So birds would be on top of the roof and pooping. So poop would get into your bed. There'd be bugs, pests, etc. They said people later invented the four-poster beds so they could put a canopy. And the canopy would be on top of the bed that would catch all the crap that would be falling from the roof and not soil the bedding. So, that is a little bit of a history lesson. I love that kind of stuff. I could go back into, you know, Victorian history. Like, I saw an article on what they did for beauty secrets, right? Like, they would use certain astringents on their face and birth control. Okay, how would they do birth control in Victorian times? Well, one is they knew to abstain. Okay, so they wouldn't have sex until they wanted to have a kid. That was one thing. One would be to interrupt a climax. Another was using a vinegar and cold water internal cleansing. They also thought that if they didn't have sex a week before their period and 1 week after their period, they would be good. Little did they know that they ovulate in the second week. So that probably didn't help. Unfortunately, they also did some home abortions. They would use, I guess, certain solutions like Cascara Sagrada. They would take orally and douche with quinine tablets insertion until they got the results. Unfortunately, sometimes they would even use a midwife. Interesting stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Mom, I can't do it now. math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.